When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Kimar Roach, and I listen to the Caribbean Cricket Podcast.
Indeed, you are, people who listen to the Caribbean Cricket Podcast, and welcome back to another edition, another episode of the Caribbean Cricket Podcast. My name is Mashal St. Patrick Coote, one half of the Caribbean Cricket Podcast. By now, you know the drill, you know how we do, you know what we are. Let's lock in, let's get loaded. This is going to be a quick one. Do you know what? That's just my tagline from now on. I don't care how long any of these episodes go, or how many of these editions go, how long they go. I'm just going to say it's going to be a quick one regardless. If you're new to the Caribbean Cricket Podcast, though, and this is the first time you're watching the video, like, share, subscribe. We're on that road to 5K. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Carib Cricket. You can see the ticker tape at the bottom. Obviously, if you're listening on the audios, then big up yourself listening on the audios. Look in the descriptions below to see where you can find us and all of that jazz. If in doubt, head to www.caribbeancricketpodcast.com and you can find the links to everything that we do. If you'd like to support us, head to Patreon, www.patreon.com/Carib Cricket. Remember, we don't have a sponsor. We do this. That's why I always use that tagline. By the fans, for the fans. You're the ones that keep us on the road here. So if you'd like to become a patron, head to www.patreon.com/Carib Cricket. Let's get into it, people. Listen, this is a sticky one. It's a real sticky one. I deliberately, what I always like to do when I drop any of these videos, when like big news breaks in the Caribbean, every now and again, Santoki and I will do like what we call like a reaction episode, a quick reaction episode. So when it's like major, like when Hetmyer missed the plane, we'll be like, well, boy, we're going to have to do a quick reaction episode. You know by now that we always say in the Caribbean Cricket Podcast, never a quiet day in West Indies cricket. Well, boy, approximately about how long ago was it now? Was it about a week ago? The news broke re Devon Thomas, and we've got to talk about it. I've ummed and ahed, but we have to talk about it because it is what it is, right? And potentially what I'm about to say on this might cause a bit of shockwaves. And it's not intended. This ain't intended to be clickbait. This is my genuine feelings on it. So let's unpick this. So just over a week ago, news broke. I'm going to just quickly read not the full kind of statement on it, but the gist of it if you don't kind of know the full story. West Indies wicketkeeper batsman Devon Thomas has been charged by the ICC with seven counts under the anti-corruption code, and he was suspended with immediate effect. The ICC said the charges involve contriving or being party to an agreement to fix or attempt to fix, contrive or influence improperly the result, progress, conduct, or other aspects of matches in the Lanka Premier League 2021. He has also been charged under several codes, including failing to disclose full details of an approach to conduct corrupt activities in the Lanka Premier League 2021, the Abu Dhabi T10 2021, and CPL 2021. This is 2 years ago, people, these charges are stemming from. That means this has been going. This has been ongoing for a while in the background. And Devon Thomas has to have known. I'll tell you who didn't know, Cricket West Indies, but we'll get into that. The 33-year-old Antiguan has 14 days from May the 23rd to respond to the charges against him. In a statement, Cricket West Indies said it is not directly involved in the process, but remains firm in denouncing corruption in cricket and fully supports the ICC anti-corruption unit in its efforts to uphold the integrity of the sport. The regional governing body said it will continue collaborating with the ICC and WIPA to sensitize and educate players and officials on anti-corruption in sport. Seven counts to Ras. So, Devin Thomas, irrespective of if Devin Thomas ends up bussing case on this, his career is effectively done from a West Indies perspective. Not in terms of first class. He could still go on to represent Leeward Islands and so on and so forth, and maybe pick up some T20 deals here and there, although that looks a bit sticky, right? The reason why I say his career might effectively be done at the highest level is because even if you bust case, these corruption charges in and of themselves, for the ICC to go to the level of actually saying, boy, we're charging you with something, the stain sticks. You can scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub, bust case and try wash the stain out, but the stain will still stick. People will still think you did it, even if you bust case on it. How many people bust case when these corruption charges come up, right? Seven. And this episode ain't about me coming for Devin Thomas. That's not the point of it. I'm just here to kind of just talk on it, right? But here's where I might differ with people. First things first, if Devin has done it, like if he's been party to corruption, what's the line from the ICC? Contriving. So I'm no lawyer. So anyone who's a lawyer who's listening to this, who can understand the kind of legal speak here, by all means, get in the comments below or at us at Carib Cricket on Twitter and Instagram. Email us caribcricket@gmail.com and let us know the kind of the legal language and what it properly means. But contriving or being party to says to me that they're saying that he either definitely tried to fix a game or was at least in conversation with fixers to think about fixing a game. So had agreed to do so, and whether the fix happened or not, he had already agreed to it. And like I say, the ICC rarely catch people. Right. I almost equate the ICC and match fixing and their attempts to weed out corruption similar to athletics. Is it the IOC in athletics? Or I can't remember the relevant body in athletics. I always say it's there. The ICC is similar to athletics, where the drug cheats are way ahead of the drug testers. And in cricket, I think that the fixers, and I'm including the players in this, are way ahead of the ICC's anti-corruption unit. Right. Again, I know this is a sensitive topic, people, but get at me in the comments below. I'm not trying to dodge anything out here. But the primary thing that went through my head when I saw this Devin Thomas case was that I thought about, and this is showing my age here. Any of you who are football fans, I'm going way back, probably pre-teen years for me. Or was I a teen? No, pre-teen years. Does anyone remember when George Graham, former Arsenal manager, got done for taking a bung? This shows my age. Does anyone remember that, right? And when George Graham got done, I can't remember how long Graham's ban was. Let me quickly type it in. Was it 1 year that he got in the end? George Graham bung. How long was his ban? Hold on, people. I should have looked this up beforehand. George Graham, how long was his ban? He was suspended for a year. So George Graham was found guilty by the Football Association in 1995, I think it was, for taking a 425,000 bung to sign, I think it was John Jensen and Paul Lyderson. I think that's who it was. Again, get at me in the comments below if you remember that. And the thing is, if some of you are like, George Graham, why is Mash out here making some link to George Graham? Hear me out. Whenever a player gets done for anti-corruption, whenever a player gets done for corruption in cricket and they make a big case of it, so it's like, oh, current West Indies wicketkeeper batter, Devin Thomas, corruption. Everyone comes for the player's neck. And it's like, oh, I can't believe people are out here fixing and cheating. It's a stain on the sport. And it is. I can't believe they're doing this. Hear me out now. Devin Thomas ain't a lone wolf. In the same way how George Graham wasn't a lone wolf. There's the link. When George Graham got done in 1995, the way the media and football people went for him, it was as if people were like, he's the one bad egg. It's kind of like the police. You know, when the police, whether in America or I could say UK, when the police are doing up their racism, let's use the United States, and they want to kill black people, yeah, unlawfully, and then they try and present it as, oh, that person's just a bad egg. No, the system is corrupt. There's an institutional problem, right? You lot, what do you lot think this is, right? What do you think you would start when you press play on this one? What do you think you were getting today, right? This false narrative that one player is just a bad egg, and it's just that player, and if we can just weed out the bad eggs like a Devin Thomas, that's the problem done. Listen, I'm here to tell you lot this, and I'm hoping we're not naive. There are plenty of players fixing in all of these T20 tournaments, all of them, from IPL to CPL to LPL to BBL to 100 to Blast to what's the other ones? To the SA20 that just started, to the Bangladesh Premier League. People, they're all, no, sorry, that's harsh. People, bare of them are fixing. Bare of them are fixing. If you think Devin Thomas is some lone wolf that just, do you know what Devin Thomas is guilty of? He's guilty of getting caught. That's all he's guilty of. Man, if he's done it, and he doesn't bust case, and it's proved, and he takes the 2-year ban or whatever he gets, Devin Thomas is guilty of getting caught. And more fool him for getting caught. Because I'm telling you lot now, I'm not asking no questions. I'm telling you lot now, facts. Bare of these players are teething. And they're eating a food through fixing. Bare of them. I'm telling you lot, I'm not asking no questions. I'm telling you lot, facts. Bare of these T20 tournaments are about fixing, money laundering, betting, and mad corruption. I'm not asking anybody any questions. Where bare money exists, you can believe that corruption is following. Every now and again on the Caribbean Cricket Podcast Twitter handle, I retweet a tweet that I wrote, I think it was in January 2022. I retweet it sporadically, and I think then I said it again in August 2022. There must be investigative journalists out there. Surely there must be some investigative journalists out there who are researching, who are doing the work and investigating these T20 leagues. Because I'm telling you, man, something. There is mad corruption going on in them. There's mad money laundering going on in them. You just think people are just making money just like that. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's be realistic. Let's not be naive. Devin Thomas ain't no lone wolf out here. Just in the last week alone, I've received messages from people telling me about this man, this next player. Obviously, I'm not going to name no names, not dumb out here. But I've received enough messages from people indicating which and which players are doing X, Y, Z, which leads me to believe it's an on-said secret. It was a secret, sorry. It's one of those things where everybody in the industry knows it, but nobody wants to say anything, which is why I'm saying what Devin Thomas is guilty of is he's guilty of getting caught. People are out here writing up columns, doing up this, that, and the other about T20 leagues, doing up data analysis, this, that, and the other. And this is why I don't get too tough into it. Because more time I'm thinking, but you lot know, right? You lot know that a lot of this stuff is corrupt. You must know that a lot of this stuff is fixing, right? Let me not talk. Because if I carry on talking, they'll come for me. I'll get a knock on my door and they'll come for me and they'll say, you're giving away the secrets. We want to eat a food out here. I beg you, shut up. Shut up your mouth. Let me not talk, people. They'll come for me. So what have I heard? What have I heard, Sid? So obviously, since the charges have come out, what I understand is that Devin Thomas is coordinating with WIPA, and that's the right thing to do. WIPA ultimately is the players' representative body in the Caribbean. in the West Indies, and they have agreed, as I understand it, to kind of give him legal representation and help him through the process and so on and so forth. But that process is no quick process. Like I say, even if Devin Thomas goes on to bus case, he's looking at the next year or whatever of his career gone, money making gone, okay? His chance to eat a food gone. So it's similar to like the kind of like the John Campbell and the drug testing whereabouts thing. Chance to eat a food just gone, just like that. Okay, so Weeper will represent Devin Thomas, and I wish Devin Thomas well. If he's not guilty and he hasn't done all this stuff, I hope that he gets the right support around him to help him bust case and resume what he can of his career when this is all said and done. If he's done it, well, boy, you got caught, you get catch, and I saw it go. Yeah? We just have to move on. Caribbean Cricket Podcast does not condone match fixing. So the next step in this, and kind of like, it seems kind of minor, but it is something that we have to also think about, which is what does that therefore mean for the West Indies test side? And some of you will be like, Mash, what do you mean? What's it mean for the test side? Devin Thomas wasn't in the West Indies test side. Yeah, okay. He's only played, the one test match when he got that chance against Australia when we had in that second test when a lot of people got injured, right? But if you just look at the West Indies test squad that went to South Africa. So let me just get that test squad up again. I'm not going to show it on the screen, but just to remind you all. The West Indies test squad that went to South Africa. Let me just remind you a lot of the names. Craig Brathwaite, Jermaine Blackwood, Akeem Jordan, Alec Athanase, Tejan Ryan Chanderpaul, Rosten Chase, Josh De Silva, Shannon Gabriel, Jason Holder, Alzari Joseph, Carl Mayers, Gudakesh Moti, Raymond Reefer, Kemar Roach, Devin Thomas. Now, the reason why I bring this up is, now that Devin Thomas is facing some kind of lengthy period out of the game, the next thing people have to think about is who replaces him in the West Indies test squad for India. Because now a spot is open. If you're a regular viewer, consumer of Caribbean Cricket Podcast content, you'll know that we've long said that Alec Athanase will debut against India, or rather Alec Athanase should debut against India. We would expect that one of Rosten Chase or Carl Mayers will probably lose their spot, right, for the India series, and that Alec Athanase is the first in line to debut. But that Devin Thomas's absence now opens up another spot in the context of the 15-man squad or 30-man squad or whatever it might be, right? The question people have to ask themselves is, what was Devin Thomas's role in the West Indies squad anyway? Josh De Silva is the incumbent wicketkeeper and will obviously keep his spot. Was Devin Thomas in the squad to fill two roles? I think Devin Thomas was in the squad to fill two roles. One, to be support backup wicketkeeper if Josh De Silva got an injury, and two, backup top order batter. Now, before people jump in the comments and say Devin Thomas should never have been there, he'd made runs. He'd made runs in domestic cricket. This is why he was in the Australia squad. It's why he was in the Zimbabwe squad. It's why he was in the South Africa squad, etc. Yet to get any kind of sustained run, but he deserved to be there on merit given his runs in domestic cricket. That's the whole point of making runs in domestic cricket, right? So who or what, and when I say what, I mean what type of player replaces Devin Thomas? Would you go for an out-and-out wicketkeeper, which is what I think you probably have to do, right? Because there's nobody else in the West Indies side, current squad, if you go by the squad that toured South Africa, can wicketkeep if Josh De Silva was to get an injury. So this is the name people that I would replace Devin Thomas with. My argument is this. By the time India turn up for the Test Series against West Indies, it's probably time to recall Shea Holt to the West Indies test squad. Not because I'm saying that Shea Holt should play in any of the tests, but if you're talking about someone who has the ability to wicket keep and bat in the top order, that opens up a chance now for Shea Holt to come back into consideration. Obviously, Shea had his stint playing those three games for Yorkshire. He would have done that because he wants to put himself back on the radar for test reselection. Some of you will say, what about Jamal Hamilton and so on and so forth? But the reality is, if Shea Holt's knees can withstand wicket keeping, and he was wicket keeper for Yorkshire in those 4-day games. So if Shea Holt's knees can withstand wicket keeping, he should be the person to replace Devin Thomas. I said this would be a quick one, people. I'm going to stop it there. Quite a lot to take in. It's only 20 minutes long. Get at me in the comments below. Talk to me. What do you feel about the Devon Thomas corruption charges? What do you feel about my assertion that all of these T20 leagues are full of fixers, money launderers, corruption, scandal, etc., that is yet to come out? Do you think Devon Thomas is a lone wolf, or do you think there's bear man eating corruption food? What do you think happens now with regards to the West Indies test squad? Get me in the comments below. I've been Mashal St. Patrick Hewitt, one half of the Caribbean Cricket Podcast. I'm not here to win friends, people. I'm here to discuss, and I'm here to ask the necessary questions. Thank you, and good night. Network.